Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. Apparently, Ernest Hemingway said this: "There is no rule on how to write. Sometimes it comes easily and perfectly. Sometimes it's like drilling rock and then blasting it out with charges." As we all know, writing enables us as professionals to distinguish ourselves within our marketplace and be seen as an expert. Our aim is to add as much value to our potential clients as possible. The more value we can add to our clients, the more we will receive in return. This might be monetary value for the written work or come in the form of improved contacts, reputation, and referrals. So, is it right to write? Absolutely. This episode and the next two were primarily inspired by an interview between an information guru and a former newspaper editor. It aims to provide simple ideas for professionals to help them be more creative when they prepare written products, write quicker, and complete them more easily. Prepare, write, complete. Some of the concepts you may know all have current ways of doing things that already work for you. However, many people do not find it easy to write. They may have written as part of their education for assignments or dissertations, but writing for business, and in particular marketing themselves, can be quite different. It's definitely a skill that I have to really work on, and it's not something I find particularly easy, but I realise it's important to do. I do not know if it still happens in academia, but people used to be paid to read academic papers. I heard a published writer refer to this and say, "If someone has to be paid to read what you write, then you're probably in trouble." As a professional, it is important to build relationships with prospective clients. Pre-COVID, the ways to do this included presentations, face-to-face talks, teleconferencing, and writing. As some of those are easier than others with a COVID situation. However, for professionals, writing can take many forms, including articles, newsletters, e-zines, blogs, editorials, and books. And a book is something that I am currently working on myself. Someone who provides high quality and valuable information that help people solve their particular issues is commonly known as an information guru. The growth of the internet has had a significant impact on people's ability to add value to a wider number of people. The potential to contribute effectively to others through writing has significantly increased. Consequently, your ability to write and convey your ideas to others proficiently will have a direct effect on the results you receive. Even if you have experience of writing, I want to introduce a few ideas you may find helpful when starting your next written project. There are three main steps, and in these three podcasts, we will cover each step. This podcast, prepare, the next podcast, write, and the next podcast after that will be complete. Before we get to write our own epic masterpiece, we need to start at the beginning. Prepare. Prepare is the first of the three main steps, and before we consider our reader, let us look at the concept of being a pro. Pro. We want to become a pro, a professional in our field. And pro stands for problem, reason, outcome. When preparing your written project, think about these three areas. Problem. Firstly, define what you think your reader's problem is. Demonstrating you understand their issues or problems will help build a better relationship with the reader. The reader is more likely to be open to your suggestions if they think that you understand and can assist them. Reason. Within your written project, I think it is favourable to offer some reason to justify why the person should read it and how they will benefit from it. This can take various forms, such as new ideas or different ways of thinking about something. You may want to explain that you are a specialist in that field, and consequently the reason will come from your academic study, qualifications and or experience. Outcome. When I work with clients, I usually direct them to set an outcome for a particular project. This is because knowing what you are aiming for or what the end result is creates more motivation to finish. Therefore, when you write, have outcomes for both yourself and the reader. So as well as them knowing more about a particular area, you may want them to read other work you have done or arrange a meeting to chat. So one of the outcomes I have for you listening to this podcast is for you to understand the importance of writing and give you usable ideas to assist you to write more easily and quickly. Note: be careful how much you give away with the outcomes for the reader, especially at the start. This is because the reader may presume to know the ending and have their own assumptions that possibly will stop them from experiencing what you were actually intending them to understand. This could limit the knowledge and value they would have gained. Who is your reader? Defining whom you aim your work towards is key to the impact it will have. This can vary depending on the type of written project. The following two suggestions will be useful when writing articles. Number one, imagine a group of people. When writing, imagine a particular group of people and direct it towards them, as if you were writing it for them. Consider the demographics and diversity of that group to tailor the content. Some examples of groups: self-employed accountants that are doing financially very well but do not seem to have enough personal time and are missing out on their family and personal life. Head teachers running academies. Senior staff in public sector. Expectant dads. Number two, write to a specific individual. Some writers find their writing improves if they imagine writing to a specific individual instead of just a group demographic. By knowing who your reader is helps you to give more specific information that is relevant to them. This can add greater value and create a better relationship. The process also helps you to define who your ideal client is. Be aware that this will inevitably narrow the breadth of your client base. For most people, this is a good thing. How long should it be? Is size really everything? It can be useful to know how many words the project you are writing needs to be. This depends on a few things. If you're writing a book, your publisher will probably want about 80,000 words. Whereas if you're writing a weekly blog, 500 words is sufficient. And if you are tweeting, then you are limited to the number of characters on Twitter. Some people find that writing to a word limit assists them by either having to be more concise, keeping it shorter than what they may usually write, or make it seem more manageable for those who are not sure what to write. When I wrote my first article for the CIPD, Chartered Institute of Personnel Development, the editor gave me a maximum word limit as it had to fit onto the pages of their publication. When you write articles designed to build relationships with potential clients, I suggest you set a limit of a few thousand words. This will give you something to aim for, and it can help in the outlining and editing stages. Generate ideas on paper. There are a few methodologies that we can use. I heard that the ancient Greeks may have been writing in colour, shapes, words and pictures to understand concepts more easily and to encourage the creative parts of our mind to develop ideas naturally. Start in the middle of the page with the project aim or title and then begin to add the main topic or subject areas relating to it. It is best to keep your pen or pencil moving if you can, even if you are not writing. Some people find it helpful to doodle in the corner while they are waiting for the next idea. just so that the creative parts of your mind are still engaged. The length of the written project can affect the size of the concept ideas and therefore the paper required to fit on it. For instance, an e-zine article, you can get the ideas and put them all onto an A4 sheet. Whereas for a book, it may be more useful to go larger as there is more content, so perhaps using a flip chart may be more appropriate to get all your ideas written down. Research for your writing. Research can help ensure the content is up to date and relevant to your reader. The amount of experience you have of the subject matter and the length of writing required will influence the amount of research needed. I've worked with doctors in the medical profession, and some of their written work can be based around complex subject matters that require more research and accurate references. When it comes to writing lengthier projects, some sort of specific research will be required. Obviously, the internet has revolutionised our ability to obtain research, and typing a phrase related to your written project into a search engine will usually produce sites and articles from around the world that you can use in some way. When possible, I do think it is necessary to critically appraise whatever you intend to use in the article, because not everything you find in the internet is necessarily accurate or true. Next time. In this episode, we have looked at how to prepare what we are going to write, which includes being a pro. We've decided on the number of words, who we are writing to, and explored putting ideas on paper, and now you are getting ready to put pen to paper or finger to key. In the next episode of Is It Right to Write, we will discover some of the different types of leads that can make writing easier. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? Take care and stay safe. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. I am Matthew Broomhead, and this is a Proud Podcast.